Mavakta Shemuna, then you're going to, it's 100, you came to 100 of them. You have to be machshavit like that. Very important. I want to thank Torah anytime. I want to thank Kavash Kocha Pratas and Kala Lashim. I thank the Abish himself. The time is now 8 o'clock. And it's Yom Rishon L'Pashas Tzav, Al Chenot Tot, Pa Pesach, Yisrotz and Gol V'Noira. Zman HaKadmainim, this time of the year was bigger than Elul. They say the Alder von Kelm Shmusen now were better than Elul's. Narvadik has disappeared for 4 weeks to winter resorts, and they had a great time. I was there. Beautiful places they got with the, and they used to walk in the forest. And beautiful to see the Eibishter's beautiful world. When you go alone in the forest, you have the Eibishter. You're not so distracted by the people around you that are pulling you away. And they have all different kind of type of covet in their system. There you're alone with the Eibishter finally thinking. Metracht! It's you that's thinking, not you're not a product of everyone else's thoughts. You have your own mind when you're alone in the forest with the Rabbeinu Shalalem. There the Rabbadigas took each other apart. They did things I don't recommend. We don't do that today. If I dare hint anything like that, I'm in trouble. Well, he really is saying it. Reb Gershon, they told me in the body, because I'm, you know, whatever I am, I'm me. Everybody has his thing that he has to work on. I'm also. They told me for you it would be good to pop on the belt and tell every put everybody in his place. I heard this from a few of them. Until I went to Reb Gershon, his Gershon said, what? Don't you dare do that. Not these days. You don't do that stuff. Put people in their place. You're crazy. Gershon didn't like it. They do those things, Grada. And it was done to me the way it was done. The way you give Teichacha. I once heard from Rabbi Isaac Schwartz, he said, the belt thinks that the only way to give Teichacha is to be a Gatsa Kanoi and yell at him and berate him. Give Teichacha with a warm kite, a good kite. I never had any pain. He could call me the worst things. Well, besides in the Nevadic world, you're expecting it, you're looking for it. If you have an issue, something's bothering you, and you ask your Rebbe what's going on, he says, it's your defense on COVID. It takes away the issue. It's just stupid, silly COVID. It's not an issue. It's COVID is Hevel Avolim. You don't have a real problem. Chas v'chalila, somebody has aggravation from someone in his family. And he thinks he's a tzaddik ador because he's having aggravation for a holy issue. So they'll explain it to you. They don't get so as a, you know, feel like you're a gadla, a tzaddik ador, that you're having aggravation from a, I would ask a simple question. Do you have aggravation when you yourself do things a little bit? Not so. Doesn't kill you. When you see another person going against the Eibishter, there's so many fryer yid in the world. Why aren't you rising Kriya over them? Why you got to come now? Because they tie it's all a COVID issue. What are you getting excited over? It's stupid, silly COVID. That's not a real issue. You do what you can. The Eibishter doesn't want more from you. Just what are people going to say? Look, I heard this just recently. Someone comes over to me. He's going through Gehenna. What's the Gehenna? One of his children is behaving inappropriately, and everybody sees. Oh, everybody sees. So now, in our world, they've got a good case, and I would cry along with them. But in the Vardic world, oh, everybody sees. That's good news. Then you get yourself, you're getting bezyanus. That's delicious. Let's get some more bezyanus. I saw a Gadol B'Yisrael, more than one. Two different people, Gedele Yisrael, who had children that were a boy that was not, that acted like, you know, not in a normal way. And the father, he slept around the father, made the father look quite not, you know, the father didn't look good. He looked weird with this kid schlepping him around. And the father laughed. He was a Bar Musa. So he makes you look not so good. It makes you get embarrassed. So get embarrassed. So what? You know, for your whole life is my Yom Rabrius. My Yom Rabrius. That's all you care about, think about, talk about. What do people think? You know, in fact, when you're talking about other people, what are you thinking of? Well, you know, he got a good shtella. What's that all about? What are you getting so excited about? The person's COVID. Oh, You're excited over the cover that he's getting, and deep down there's a lot of envy. You wish you'd be in his shoes. He got the cover, so you're admiring him, but secretly it's hurting you. You'd like to be in his shoes. That's why I say before you read Gedolim books, read a book about yourself. You're also a Gedolim. You think you're nobody. About you need Derech Eretz. You need Midas Tovus. But what about yourself? You're leaving yourself. You come first. You are more important. You have to master yourself. If we go, if I get together with Beis Abdidus this time of the year, and I bring my Nevada Gedolim along, I would pump them up just like the Altav and Slabodka. Don't think they didn't do that in the Vardik. The Altav and Slabodka pumped up Rabbi Ruderman and told him, "You're the future of Kiveg." Rabbi Ruderman said, "I believe them." That's why he became Rabbi Ruderman. You tell the Rebbe, tells you day and night, you are the future of Kiveg. It does something to you. The person needs to be built up a lot. And I don't wait for other people to do it. I do it to myself. Now you have a yomtiv. You have a yomtiv, a heilige yomtiv, a Pesach. The Pesach is what you make of it. Chalema is a kefi the pisrei. You are the boss. You decide. Was it a good dream or a bad dream? Whatever you decide, that's what it's going to be. A person's opinion of everything going on in his life has such power. I've had situations where I was getting bizyanis, and I said, not me. I wasn't interested in a certain situation. And I'm amazed. Exactly there where I should be getting the worst bizyanis, I'm getting the biggest covet. Few cases like this. I touch it, I'm getting covet. You know what power you have? You touch something, the teva. I say it's a teva. This thing that looks terrible. If you say it's terrible, what did Haman? What did they tell Haman? His dear wife, Zeresh, she's supposed to be a smart lady. You know, by us, you know what smart means? There's a medrash that says, the Eibishter gave us chachma bina das haskel, to you do what with it? To have betochen. You want to have seichel, use it for betochen. Mordechai was more into betochen than he did some weird things, going screaming in the streets over there, you know, because he's beitei Hashem. Esther did some weird things about the point of his fears. You ought to bum around here, she was ready to do it. Wait, what happened? What's the seichel? There's a seichel called Betochen seichel, but Zeresh was a real chachama. And she, well, as soon as Haman started going a little downhill, she said, in Mizar Yehudim, Novel, people of honor, you're finished, you're dead. That's the way you talk? Yish, you give a guy? Yish? You don't do that. Yish, you tell him he's not worth a dime, Haman, you're finished. And she said, good. That was the end of Haman. After the horse might say, he's a Jew. You're finished. With them you can't. What would the Baal B'tochen say? Adarabba! Adarabba! I got a note. Interessant. I have it. I should read it. A girl, a 20-year-old girl, wrote me, she called up about, she lost weight. She lost 15 pounds. She tried this and tried that and tried that and tried this. And nothing happened. All the diets didn't work. Finally, she said, I'm eating normal. I'm going to B'tochen. And she lost 15 pounds. She lost 15 pounds. I says, I want that written up, exactly what you did. It's sitting over there. I looked it over. She's a chachama. She's a chash of a girl, this girl. She did a job. She's part of her prescription was, and as soon as she cheated, she fell in. And she wasn't even doing what she's supposed to be, at least that much. So she said, Adarabba, now for sure, I'm losing more weight. And it's exactly what happened. Musig. She used Adarabba. Now Adarabba worked. Imagine, they're more tzvi mystic. You know, the younger. I could see. What?
She didn't get stretched out.
She didn't get stretched. A person has kaychus. The power of a munah b'tochen. You take a yomtiv, a beautiful yomtiv like Pesach. It's up to you. If you believe this is the Yeshua, it's going to be a Yeshua. You keep believing. Sit on a munah. Your own personal things. Believe. Look, I'm a little boisterous. I just got a phone call. Two phone calls. A 50-year-old bacha calls me up. He wants a shidduch. I says, how soon do you want it? He says, within a week. I says, within a week. He calls me up. Something came up within a week. Just like I said, he doesn't want that. Shit on rather. So he says, okay, give me another week, we'll get the right one. But the violin, it happened within a week. He called me up. He said, within a week, kachava. Another guy calls me up just now. His wife was all kinds of issues, giving birth, epidural, whatever it's called. She needed this, needed that. She was horrified with all kinds of tumors coming up with giving birth to this baby. He calls me up. Mandel said, it shall be fine, mother and baby are perfect. Calls me back right after I gave my bracha. Suddenly everything started going smooth. Mother and baby are fine. She doesn't know what hit her. So I'm a big mom wife, so if anybody could do it, just talk yourself into it again and again. Get into it. Get into the sugya of Amunah and Betachon. And you'll do Maivsim Guluyim. I have two stories. Now look, I don't want to say the names. Well, I will not say the names. Very big people. Very big. From the two greatest Torah leaders in the world. They're Oilam. One called me up. These two different, no Shakespeare. One, in fact, one is in Eretz Yisrael. No, they're both in America. Yeah, both in America, yes. But whatever. Both in America, very, very from the biggest. And they were told by their leader, who has a huge, huge, huge following, you have to do the Teva. You have to go and do what needs to be done. Which means, don't ask. This lady calls me up, she's going dizzy from what she has to do. She has to go for one, she has a whole family of problems. She has to go for an hour each way for this therapist, another hour for the other guy. Each kid has serious, serious mental issues. Now, you're not going to believe this one. I've mentioned it before. You don't believe, and she has, the husband has Shrekelcha headaches. He's a basket case. From what's going on, I says, I give up bracha, no more headaches. Kids will be fine. The next morning, I had a big turnaround. Now, the other case was also for the biggest, they had Nebuch Yanamachla. This young man, a terrible Yanamachla, gave up one bracha. Suddenly, the kid says, you know, Ta, you look much better. Yanamach is goodbye. Now, they both had orders from their Torah leader to do Ishtalis, which was, you want radiation? You want to go run around the therapist, some sugar? You want that? Go ahead. But I have nothing against the Torah leaders who told them differently, because he told them what you have to tell a normal person. When a person is clicking in on Betachin, that's a different Shulchan Aruch. Everybody knows the famous story of Rabbi Yashiv. When he told a woman whose husband had Yanamachla, she, the shayla is traveling on Shabbos to the States to bring her husband. It didn't look good at all. It wasn't worth a penny. So she says, you know how to go on Shabbos. You can't go. So she said, what's going to be if Achamev asks him, what am I going to, my kids ask me, did you do everything you could to save Tati's life? What am I going to say? Lady, get on the plane on Shabbos. She got on the plane and her husband's life was saved. Later, years later, people asked, Chaim Konevsky, my Ikara Mikosova, how did he change? He said, at first he was speaking to a normal woman. And after a while, then it's also to go. What are you doing? Shabbos, go either. She can't be because Shabbos is such a matzah. The man's dead. He's over. But now when she speaks words of Betachon, you have a different Shulchan Aruch. You're allowed to go, and she talked to Satan. The Baal Betachon is in a different world. He's got different rules. So these, I'm not going against the Rebbe over there. It's just they came to me and they decided they couldn't listen to their whoever it is, because who wants to go through this person who's going through years of chemotherapy, years, and going nowhere, until they called Mandel, and Mandel said Buha, Alta Zalzo Babuhas. But I did tell them to spend time being Mesimcha. I remember mentioning that. And overnight, new situation, new Batsav. And the other one went even faster than that one. It was mamish unbelievable. The other one, I said in a special thing, I said, Eivishta, I felt that those people don't respect me so much. So I said, Eivishta, show them who I am. Then I really got immediate service the next morning. Show them who I am. I'm not some a guy over here. You speak like God Davis. Talk, you have to get a kesher. You have to somehow be mispalel all young to babies to do me a favor. Don't let people dominate my life. My head is spinning with what he thinks and she said and he said. And my impression, please. No, it's not easy. It's not disappearing. I work in this a lot. Don't think I don't have people's. What is he thinking of me? That's plague. It's going to plague you till Mashiach. It means on your head all 24/7. Did I make a good impression? Your own wife. Did I say the right thing to my kids? There are many people that are nervous of the 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock can get us either nervous too. And in this day and age, everyone's nervous. Everyone's busy being nervous of everyone else. Everyone's busy. This guy's a big beard. What's he up to? This guy looks... This is a chash of a lady over there. Watch what you say. This is a chash of a this, a chash of a that. The guy doesn't know what you're talking about. Leave him alone. Everybody's busy intimidating everyone else. Everybody thinks the Rosh Kabahag is standing next to him. We're all the same. So all the Zalba, there was a Pilush Yidina from the Haim when it went to Shidduchim. They should get this out to the public. I don't know how they'll be able to eat it. She said like this, Ich bin is the best, Ich zichn is the best. I'm not the best, I'm not looking for the best. It's a very good attitude. Who am I? Navadigas do well with that. Oh boy, they make a joke. He said, come inside, make yourself at home. Baruch Matzah Zrachi, you know what he said? His wife put out a book, the stories of a father of Meir Chodesh. She did a masterful job. I saw it in Navadigas' house. He had a copy. It was a major hit. She did a great job. Anyway, so they asked him, Baruch Matzah, what do you say about your wife? Are you in there? Like she put you in there too. She wrote the book about her father, and you're the Adam. Did she give you a chance to write anything? So he said, I heard him say. He said, not too much. That's why it's such a good book. Oh, you kid her out a little, you know. You joke. You don't get nothing. Ibzel Helfen, we're holding for Atat by Pesach. Pesach, don't talk, use your mouth. Pesach. Use your mouth for positive things. Waste of energy, talking about all the tzaras in the world. Wasting, all the waste. Talk about happy things. It's a mitzvah. Every word of talking, but talking, risk crucialis for Zion. And watch, view your opinion as such a power of what you're doing. View your Pesach as Kodesh Kodashim. View it. No matter what happens, even though the wine spilled on your kittel, even though your shviger yelled at you in front of you, whatever, even though you were the problem, and you blew your stack in front of everybody, how does it pass such a Baal Musala? Such a Chassidish Yid like me should blow his stack in front of my Shver. So, no. What did I do? Now my Shver knows my numbers. I was trying to act like I'm the best father in the world. Now my Shver sees my real colors. Oh, no. Yubizyanis Navaris would dance for an experience. That was a good Seder. Chassal Chassidah Pesach Chosei. Ah, this was a good Seder. I got good Bezianis. My Shver saw me blow my stack at my wife. The next day, how are you treating my daughter? No, I didn't mean anything. I'm joking. But anyway, you have a little Bezianis. I have a little Bezianis. I try to be at your best behavior, but and the wine's all over your kittel, and this didn't come out good, and this guy didn't blitz, and we weren't able to do this right. That went wrong, and this. You know, the whole test of a person is in Betachon, are you going to hold on even though it doesn't look good? The whole test of a human being, got to see Hashem Remunim. The whole entire test, come inside, make yourself at home. Erev Pesach, how you guys get away from home? I think you came here for vacation. Or you came to give your wives a vacation. I'm joking. Anyway, the ladies are not shy. I told you the story, but... It's a story about a lady, not about a man. I refuse to say it's a story about a man. It's a story about a lady. What's the story? The story happened to one of the Chayzer Rublin's Talmidim. He was a big Baal B'tochen, and he says, don't worry. And his wife is going out of her mind. We have no wine for Pesach, no matzahs. It's 3 days before Yom Tov, nothing doing. And what, how are we going to manage? He's going out of a mind. He's sitting with his black gemara. It's fine. Maybe still help. Have betachin. She's getting a nervous breakdown, and he's having his betachin. That's what I'm saying. It's a story of how godless. I'm not. Anyway, the kids are what happened beside. So beside, the man went ahead, and he, like a few hours before Yom Tov, the Chayzer from Blin, he was a Talmud of the Chayzer, tells one of his rich Hasidim, go load on a cartload, get those horses moving, and bring them the works, the wine, the fish, the matzahs, loaded on heavy duty stuff, and make him a Yom Tov like he never had in his life. And he comes just holding on to the white, is laying in bed, about to have a nervous breakdown, when suddenly in comes all the gold. And if husband jumps off, I was Gemara, oh, my betachim worked. Look at this, we got it. And they had a Yom Tov, and that first night he's singing, he's so happy to see, betachim works, Givaldi. And the next night he makes Kiddush, and as soon as he makes Kiddush, he falls asleep. His wife was ready, she needs a vacation. And his wife's sleeping, and he's sleeping, the kids are sleeping. He wakes up just before, oi, Chatzais, oi, I'll be coming. And he's so depressed. That was a Seder. You missed the boat here, missed the boat there. You messed up here, messed up there. You sleep on a Seder night. But you messed up. He comes in Cholamayit, and he meets his Rebbe, the Chayzer of Blin. The Rebbe says, no, how did you jump to him? He says, first night was Givaldi. Second night was terrible. The Chayzer says, just the opposite. The second night is Lev Nishpa Venitkel Kim Leisivze. You're a broken. They pick up what you say. Lachem Oini. Dr. Shaloni Beprusa. A broken matzah. They say to all of God is on that broken matzah. You think you're a broken person? You're the matzah they're talking about. All the broken people are the winners. Anybody's got a tzabrach in a hat. The Kutzker ever said he never saw a thing as whole as a broken heart. So all those Americans who are going around all their lives feeling that they're not quite the way they should be. I said a murder gavot. Not a half of the gavot, Ezer Hashem. And Rashi says that the waters, they just split the waters between Mayim Al-Yonim, Mayim Tachtonim. The bottom waters were crying, Ebishter, the top waters are going to you. We're stuck down here in this crazy world. And they cried the tears. That's why the Atlantic Ocean is full of salt. The tears. I never said, don't worry. I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to pour you on the Mizbeach Nisa Chamayim. And I'm going to call Kabanecha Takrav Melech. That's your salt, sea salt. We'll put it on there and that's yours. So I wanted to tighten it. So this is, you still blew it. You're the one who didn't make it. You're the water on the bottom. That's looking up, wishing he'd be up there. Shamayim with the Yebishta, with that water. And you're stuck down here in the Elam Hazar, and you're all shortchanged. You didn't make it. You're looking up, wishing you'd be from the best of the mentions up to the Malachim over there, and the violence the Yebishta does with you. There's a Yom Tov called Sukkot. I don't know what Sukkot is doing in the middle of Pesach, but it's on the Parshas. So middle. Nisa Chamayim, Nisha Leira, Simchas Beis HaShieva, Leira, Simcha Meyomav. The biggest Simcha in the world is when you pour that Nebuch, the Nebuch water. It's the Nebuch water that's being poured on the Mizbeach. The Nebuch water, that's the hero, that's a Simcha, the greatest Simcha. And I'll bring a riot to the whole book. It says, Yismach Lei Mavakshei Hashem. The Mavakesh Hashem, the one that's begging, I need more. Come inside, come. Here, take care. There's room for everybody. Where's Jack Daniels is not here. Johnny Walker is not here. What's going on here? This is not my Simcha. It's not B'Shlemus. You know, I want to tell you, 1 year, I was into wine. I was drinking a lot as a Rebbe. I was into every day. I took a shot. So that, I never did this again. So that Purim, the pair, I got no money. He didn't give me a penny. They brought bottles and bottles. That's what he's all about. I remember one pair who brought me a 9 and 9 cigar. You know what that is? Moonshine? You know what that is? A friend of mine was once drinking it. See, he took, after he took some, he poured it on a plate And he lit a match and the fire went up. Like he said, that's what you just drank, my friend. So one of the parents sent me one of those. They had my number. Oh, you're a drinker. So they got away easy. They didn't have to give me no $100 check. Give them a bottle of Johnny Walker. So that was it. All I got was bottles of schnapps. By the way, if you're a Baal B'tochen, you have nothing to worry about. Well, a Rebbe that goes ahead and drinks every day in school. I was doing those shtick that year. I was into it a lot. And I fed the kids a little bit. Uh-oh. Did anybody hear that? Uh-oh. Hope anybody listening? The police? You're going to come after me? What is he doing to those 9-year-old kids? Yeah. This is, he's corrupting them and teaching them. Anyways, I laugh at the world. I do my thing and I laugh. And guess what happened? So I got a remark from a parent. I want to thank you, Rabbi Mandel, for giving a chinuch to our children of how to drink in moderation. How do you like that one? I always come out ahead. It's unbelievable. I want to tell you another thing. I was getting older. So parents chaperoning me a little bit. Oh, Rabbi Mandel, it's not the same. This is about 30 years ago. I was getting older. And it's not the same. I know it is in real estate. You can't relate. You don't with the kids. Okay, the same parent. A year later, I had another one of the kids. You know, right? I forgot what he said the last time. Rabbi Mandel, I don't know what it is. Why did my son like you? I think I know why. He needed that Zayda image. He had that Zayda image. If you have been talking, everything's going to work. You live at the world! And I'm telling you, I have two super embarrassing situations in my life where I was ashamed. Whatever, people are human. You did something you shouldn't have done either. And I'm getting more covered exactly from those two corners. Super covered! Exactly the guy whom, and he was from there. Why? Because I always have one prescription to everything. The Avish is in charge. I laugh at the world. Laugh at the world. Rabbi say, you drink the four cups? What do you need four cups for? To drink some alcohol and laugh at the world. I think the Kotzker Rebbe said, if you go into Yeshver, you're not Mekayim Chedus. And somebody said it. That's not Chedus. That's not Chedus. He said, it's not Chedus. You can drink as much wine as you want. But if the Shver is sitting there, I myself witnessed. The first week, as Adam and Ashver got together, I knew both of them. I have a knack of hanging around the young people. My wife wants to move to these, where the old people live. I don't want to get near them. First, I don't fit in. I fit in. I'm too immature for those people. I'm still busy drinking, making myself a sugar. I stand on the chair at Chassanas. They're not my cup of tea. I mean, Chassishon. They're great, holy people. These seniors, they're fine. There's nothing wrong with them. I just have to make fun. So I hang around the young people. I really do. Some of my best friends are old enough to be my Einikloch. They're all over the place. In fact, I was once in a car. This younger man was. He took me a ride to New York, and a whole trip. He's telling me about how he wants to straighten out his father-in-law. His father-in-law is not quite, he's a famous person, brothers. Father, very such of a person. And he wants to straighten him out. He just got married, and he's on a campaign to straighten out his father-in-law. So now I had to listen to him a whole hour and a half to New York. How can we straighten out my father-in-law to make him behave himself, to be a man, to be normal? This is the son-in-law. The son-in-law. It's a new door these days. And I didn't want to tell him, who you're talking to. I'm one of those, You think I'm one of you. I'm one of the... no information to the enemy, I'm not on your side of the fence, but he trusted me so much. He looked at me like, he saw that I'm a little immature. I'm a little bit not quite. In my dictionary, I don't believe in getting mature. It's not part of my, I'm not in that sugya. You can keep it if you want. All these mature guys. No, this doesn't pass for that age. Don't do this. No, that. But you want to get old. Go for it. You don't move. Don't sit. Don't do anything a little different because they may not like it. The older you get, the more the cupboard sits on you. I once did that before and so-and-so didn't like it. So that's no good. Oh, but I once did that before. You know, the Alter from the Vardik says, you can't make everyone happy. So forget it, do what you want to do, and buzz up, don't be, I got some sugar, there's no mitzvah. But like my Rebbe told me, Rav Chaim Halpern, he said, ich bin abissel in Meshuggah. That's the official, I had a vote, I said, but yisa Meshuggah mi mari nechaz adereisa. Adereisa. Yisa Meshuggah. The Elam's into it, don't worry. Plenty of Meshuggahim going on. But Baruch Hashem, everybody's good. Chas v'shalom. But anyway, so before Pesach, Biba Simcha, drink those four cups, and Biba Simcha, the Eibishter took us out of Mitzrayim. Ah, so delicious. You're so good, Eibishter. I can't get over you. You took us out of Mitzrayim. Try to think into it. Look at Pari. There's a Meister Rebbe Yeruchim Lubavitz. He burst out laughing in the middle of the Agoda. He burst out laughing. He went, Rabbi Yeruchim, who? He's a malach. Rabbi Yeruchim burst out laughing in the middle. So they asked him, what happened? He says he was imagining Pari's face as soon as Kriyas Yamsuf took place. He saw it split. Imagine what he looked like. Imagine Pari's face as soon as he said, what's this? Imagine if Pari jumped up. Imagine, that's the way you got to live with this. You have to live with Kriyas Yamsuf. Ah. How delicious it is where we went to it. The Ibsa loves us to pieces. Raimam Torumi Koloshain. We met his higher all the guy. We're so lucky to be Yidden, and we're still Yidden, the sweetest people in the universe. I am madly in love with all Jewish people. I can't help it. I like people in general. But these Jewish people are so wonderful. These B'nai Torah. Oh, I go Meshuggah. I watch them. You know, sometimes I give out my B'tach weeklies. So they tell me, oh, you're giving out, you look like a breastliver. I tell them, that's a compliment by me. I think breastlivers, they're good guys. Thank you. Thanks for that. Anyway, I used to get a lot of rejections, you know. Rejections. You want to give it out. I have a stack like this every Shabbos. I say, hey, Mister, I want to get rid of this stuff. You know, in Rosh Shabbos, I'm a Yeki. And a Yeki, there's not too much Yekish kite in me, between you and me. You can ask the people I'm supposed to come on time. Yeah, okay, so. I'm like, whatever it is, I'm not one. But still, I'm a half Yeki. And when it comes to, I made so many copies of the Tachon Weeklies, it'll go to waste. I go Meshuggah. So everyone got to be put in a place, and every page better be read because it's a waste. That's my mentality. I'm trying to work on it. It's not easy. So everything got it. I see they put out other stuff, Rabbi Miller stuff, put a stack and they take a few copies, the rest they leave, it goes to the Seamus. It doesn't bother them. It doesn't go, it goes to such hard work in the Seamus. I'm one of those real frugal types. Skip that on! Master Chaimish! Master Chaimish, Erev Pesach, Eisrotzen, Golovin, Eir, David, they're so wonderful. Anyway, so what I want to tell you. I'm just excited over the Eibishter. So excited. You know, Rav Nosson, what do I want to say? I'm in the middle of something. You want to help me out? What? Giving out the Talk Weekly. Anyway, so what happened? In the middle of giving out the Talk Weekly. And I forgot. Forgot what I wanted to say. What? Right. In the middle of giving out the Talk Weeklies and Bekitza. So, what I want to say? Rav Nosson, the Breslov. Writes, how excited, you know how great the Eibishter is. You know how great, I love that shtickle, the way he writes. You know who he is. I love that stuff. That's up my alley. I love the way, it's a whole shtickle there. And I'm one of the best of the storm, the way he writes. I'm not saying best of. Do you know who he is? Come on, what's with you? You know, Chab, who are you dealing with? And people are sinking in what do people think. You know, was it like I said, I'm friendly with the young guys too. So I remember once, the first Shabbos, a very big name, got himself a catch, a bacher, top notch bacher, from also big Inveh Geffen, oh wow, Terek Dula Makam Mechud. I know them both, and the father-in-law talks to me, and the son-in-law talks to me, and the father-in-law was petrified. The first meal they're going to eat together. What is he? Is he? Did you see? He was nervous. And this guy's not a nervous type at all. He's cool. Very cool guy. He's smooth guy, but the first Shabbos with his son-in-law, he was petrified. And I met the son-in-law, and he was also petrified. And they don't know, Adayim, that I was in touch with both of them. And they're both petrified. I saw firsthand how people are afraid of each other. And the rest of the world is afraid of both of them, because they're both very, from the better people, you know, everyone's looking up to them. And they're busy being afraid of each other. Don't say the wrong thing. You know, if I say this, then my son-in-law may not like it. What am I, is he that type, this type, or what? You know, it could, okay, not everybody has it. If you don't have it with the son-in-law, you have it with the shviga. There's someone out there that you're afraid of. And the body is, we go to war against that. That's where you're makam amidus. Don't be afraid of that person. That's where your weakness is. Work on it. Come to Rai, Machter Chemish. And you, anyway, the Pesach, make it hold from your Pesach. The Arsha Tzidikim said you get 1,000 times more tzar if you have Simcha Shal Mitzvah. If you are B'Simcha, I'm so thankful, I'm so happy, Abish, to what you did. What you did. You take a kid and you tell him, Babala, I like what you did. You are a smart boy. I asked the kids in my class, 9-year-old kids, how many boys, when Rebbe tells them you're a smart kid, you act even smarter, right? Audio raise hands. How many boys, when Rebbe says you're a dumb nut, you end up even more dumb? Everybody's like that. So, Kaviyachal the Amish there, it says, the Azara Kodesh says that when you praise Hashem that night, you're giving Hashem Koyach. You have the power of giving Hashem Koyach to do even more Nisim. Talk about his Nisim day and night. All Yomtiv, talk about it. He did this private stuff, not private, whatever it is. Abish, to look what you did, look what you did. I'm going to tell you, Maisa. Ah, what the Abish, he's so wonderful. I go bananas over basics. I don't care what anybody says. By me, seeing and hearing and talking and walking and eating. Wow. I'm so amazed. The different types of foods, the colors and the textures and the tastes, the variations. I go bananas. Johnny gives me a lot of, Johnny Walker, I get a lot of emunah from him. The Avisha can make a Johnny Walker. Godless Havoyne! The Avisha made Johnny Walker. He made Jack Daniels. He made the vodka. What kind of vodka do we have there? I'm a big boss. Smirnoff vodka. Chashiv, a lime vodka. Well, I'll take some. Let me have a Bissell vodka over here. Drink a little, the drink L'chaim. David created wine to make people happy. It's enough. That's good. That's good. L'chaim, L'chaim, Tovah, Melishalim. You should have the happiest. God, I'm saluting the Avishta himself. And I'm thanking him, everybody. Avishta thanks a million for creating us Americana Hetties. And you are know that you're machshavas. You got to see the Shemer Munim, what he says about the later Dairis. Later Dairis, you know, they are. We're at the rock bottom. You know, we're living among. Somebody explained what they just did now, the Democrats. I do not want to talk about. I do not talk. You know how to talk about these things. What happened? The first time I heard it, bananas, what they have, sheep, this Democratic things. But there's a, but I said, what are you going to do with deal with that one? I got very depressed by it. It killed me. It's a Hefkeveld. What's going on here? The way to, but then I said, what are you getting depressed? Now we're even greater. We live among monkeys. And look at us. Look at us. We learned Torah. We have your Shemaim. We try. We're a little bit, you know, rubs off some of the garbage that we see and hear. We only human. Kind of type of garbage all over, rampant all over. Abu Weh Baruch Hashem, we try, we want to be good, Abish, do you know that we love you to pieces? Abish, I'm saying this in the middle of my vow in the name of Gans Klai, so we are madly in love with you, and we want you to bring Mashiach this Pesach. And we want to see the whole world how great you are. You're so wonderful. Look at the delicious, what you did in Mitzrayim, what you did to Pari, what a job, what a beautiful job. Dom Tzvadeya, Kinem, Arif. It's so delicious. You go over it again. I want to tell you something. You're the same. I told this once told my anecdote, the guy who learned, I asked the guy, I said, learn some of his office. He said, I went through that already. Doesn't work like that. Somebody who did it once and someone who did it three times is a different human. You got a chazer again and again. The same stuff. The stuff that you like. Pick that piece and go over again. Get another zebra on betachin. Sit on betachin. Hold yom div. It's so delicious. Learn it again and again and again. Listen, I'm not telling. I'm going to start up. I'm starting up. We're covered yom div. I'm starting up with the system. Now look. The Chavis Habav is held that you got to be a orangutan of Musa. Nobody can tell me he held differently because the Chassam Sefer was against him. Even though he's the biggest chassid of Chavis Habav, he said, no. Gemara Taisvis. It's a machlokes. So therefore, he used to learn Chavis Habav before he started learning the Chassam Sefer. He was into that. But the Chavis Habav did not hold from our system. He had a different, okay. So now, there are different shitas, by the way, out there. The normal shita is, Madav Zitzan Alayna, I recommend the whole world, just learn Gemara and Pesach. There's plenty of good Musa Sefer. People who learn Torah, even without Musa, Chas V'Chalila, don't not learn Musa. But there's so much refinement in a black Gemara, what it does to you. Rabbi Feldman Zelzang Zinshtat once told me, harving over Taisvis is machnia a person. It gives Akhmah. Oh, look at a yeshiva man. You know, when I give out, I wanted to mention this before, I give out my B'tochen weeklies. I watch the way the B'nai Torah say no. I love it. The way they say it. Such an edelkeit. No, thank you. The way they say it, the sweetness, the goodness, the holiness of Ben Teda. Sitting here in Lakewood to watch the way they say no to my B'tochen weeklies. I'm a Kabul Yisur Baba. That's just to see the way they do it. The fine guy, the edel guy, the bentayda. Ah, see, the Hasidic Jews, forget it. I'm madly in love with those guys. And the Sparta, oh, give me a break. They're all delicious. Each one has his own flavor. Bukharians, each, a Muncie Yid, a Burr Parker, a Williamsburg. Oh, they're delicious. I went to speak at Williamsburg. I almost ate them all up. And I told it to them in their face. I wonder if they're going to call me back. They're scared of me. You know, I told the kids in my class, boys, your parents sent you here on their own risk. I'm on a strict diet. I eat kids. And especially cute guys like you guys. I tell my class, I vote my class is the sweetest, cutest class in the school. I kid around with them. They like it. Even 9-year-old kids, they like it. Speaking of my kids, I had a big nachas, a big shvius for this ingle. I had some kids who can't say I'm wrong. Some people can't say I'm wrong. A matzah means you got to be, I'm into v'roi mam toro, you know, I'm into the gaiva, but you have to be able to say you're wrong. It's not going to kill you. Some people don't know how to do that. I had some kids in my class who suffered. You fell. I didn't do it. You know, hey, you did. Everyone saw it. No. You know, they just can't say they're wrong. So this kid, it took me a year, made a breakthrough this Friday, and he said he was wrong. And today I went to Mamish. I read, first of all, I didn't punish him. He said, you're wrong? That I like. Say you're wrong. It's not going to kill you. You know how much people suffer because of that? Their whole life, you can't say you're wrong. Say you're wrong! What do you care? Rabbi cries at Tainer once with Nixon there, Tainer's on it. Say you're wrong! They'll be Michael you. No, I'm right. You're wrong. The famous story of Kanarik, he saw the two Germans in Leipzig on a narrow sidewalk. I was here first. You have to step aside. I was here. So I told this over, and my dear friend Rabbi Krohn showed me just how beautiful. And Burr Park, the two buses, each one I saw them screaming at each other. No, I will not move my bus aside Wednesday. Pleasure. Happy holiday, Rabbi. Keep up the great work. We're all proud of you. Zayga Zinshtag, you're getting sweeter every year. Keep it up. Anyway, vodka. Anyway, where am I up to? Who?
Two buses.
I saw it. It was funny. Is the Shrati get out? No, I was here first. Two big buses in the middle of a whole traffic jam. I was here first. I'm not moving. The Shigayim. And they said, these guys are loco. The guy that's standing in the thing said, these guys are too Meshigayim. I was here first. You have to be honest. See, you have to say the truth is the truth. I was here first. No. Stick to the truth. You know, Yaakov Avinu. He took the name of Yaakov. And what did he do? Yaakov Avinu said, Pamayim. He tricked his brother twice. That's our introduction to the Ish Emes. He was known for truth. What's going on here? You have to know what truth means. Anyway, by me, the truth is I'm a Gadol HaDor. Keep saying it. All the Baalim Moser, Rabbi Miller has a whole tape. It's good to hear it. It said, the artificial man. You got to read that. You hear that tape. I do this all the time. I'm always lying. My wife knows what a liar I am. Pathological, what do they call them? A pathological liar? That's me. I come home. How did they go? If it was a bad day. In fact, I never talk about how well. I'm not into that. I come home. They're good. But if something wasn't, I come home. Why, I had such a good day today. Maury says, uh-oh. What happened? What's the truth? And never will she get a word out of me. By me, all is good. Everything's l'tayva when you drain a cup. You say it's good, Hashem will make it better. You don't know the nisim I'm having. My keys, somebody saw my mitzvah's keys. I have two keys that suddenly started working. I tried them 200 times each. There's one of them. This is a mitzvah's key. You can make a bracha, Shoselina. I think it's still crooked or straightened out when I was. I mamish believe anything. After that, my two keys, two of them, I was going to have them redone. But then when I was stuck, one didn't work. And I had to get to school right away when I'm pickled. Avista always helped me. I says, Avista, maybe it's going to work. Boom! And from that day on, the Ness is Kayim. And then I figured the next time, let me try the other one. That never worked. Boom, you're working too. It's all baloney. It's all dimyan. You should know, maybe that's basicness. But everything is dimyan. The Avista is balabas of the world. I know a younger man. He went to the doctor, he was getting older, he punctured some of his blood, it came out plum colored blood, it's not healthy, he told him that, and he walked out of the doctor's office, Abishta, I don't want no plum colored blood, I want bright red blood, I promise you, I know the guy, I know the doctor, I know exactly where it happened, and everything. He came back 3 weeks later, same place, punctured some blood, oh, bright red. Now the doctor had a whole period for steaks, they have that fish. They had a mice. I know a guy and other mice. We had cholesterol. There was sphagus with cholesterol was showing up. That week that he was worried about cholesterol, he suddenly cut his foot. And the blood started flowing out a little too much. He was afraid something's wrong. He was told, that's a sign it's thin blood. There you go. It happened to him twice. Exactly the week that he was afraid of cholesterol. The blood, he cut himself. He doesn't cut himself. Just that. And the blood started flowing out. To show him you don't have cholesterol. You diamond? No cholesterol. You don't believe me, huh? If you have a munah b'tochen, you can do all this stuff. Say goodbye to doctors who are all out of business. You know how many people who come to me have stopped with therapists? You know that? You know how many? They're all over the place. Say goodbye. You know how many people have threw away their pills? This is the time of a munah b'tochen. Sit alone with Hashem, chaper shmuz with him, and thank him for the wonderful, the main thing is thankfulness. Now, I wanted to say that I had a murder gavot. I'm going to say too many vetlach. But this vod is so hafle of a fella. I have to say to her, first of all, I'll tell you the mice said that the Jingaman comes over to me and he couldn't find an apartment for months and months and months and months. He lives in Coventry Square and the house is a matchbox and the kids are exploding. Let's get out of this. We need a house to breathe. And he tried and everything just didn't work. Just someone just got it. We're about to get it. Boom. Suddenly this goes wrong. That goes wrong. It's not happening. So finally he said, Kinloch, let's get together. And it was Shalashud this time. He said, Kinloch, let's get together. And let's thank Hashem we don't have an apartment. They started dancing and singing. Three of his kids were dancing. Thank you, Hashem, we don't have an apartment. That Tuesday, they found an apartment. Tzach. I had the same thing with my Betachim weeklies. Friday, I'm going around. There's nobody in the streets anymore. I want to get my last batch. I don't want to be stuck with the, it's almost job, it's almost key, I got to move. And so, and nobody's coming. This guy's going the other way, the other way. Anybody, you want to put it in your shul? Nobody home. So if I, Ayer says, thank you so much that I'm in the pickle over here, and no one's taking it, no one, and I'm going to be stuck with it. I can't, as soon as I started thanking for not getting what I want, a car stops in front of me. He takes the whole batch. He's going to Rav Chaminya, just the perfect place, just what I want. He took it all. So very often, say thank for the thing. Thank you that I'm not getting what I want. Thank you. I've had such nisim with that. As soon as it, thank you, I'm not getting what I want. Thank you, I'm not the type of guy I want to be. Thank you. Then I'm a little bit, that meet people make fun of me. Thanks for that. Thanks that the Shvigit does not think I'm as good as the other Adam. That would be delicious. In the Nevadic world, they'd love it. Oh, I'm the not favorite guy. That's lovely. Let him get all the covered, but let the Shvigit like him. That's fine, or the Shvigit, wherever it is. You like, they like him better? I love that. So like him more and more. Anyway, maybe, you know, if people don't like you, it makes you closer to the Yevishta. Do you know that? Or your imagination that they don't like you, it's a bracha. Now you have the Yevishta. Who became close to the Yevishta? Two greatest kings we ever had. Yosef HaTzadik, Mashiach ben Yosef, and David HaMelech, Mashiach ben David. They're both kicked out of the house, disliked by the brothers. We're talking about Pekuach Nefesh, because David HaMelech's brothers wanted him to be killed by lions and bears. That's why he sent them in the forest, and his father was involved. Well, you know what's going on here? They thought he was a mamza. And they were the closest to the Yevishta. When people don't like you, say, thank you. They do like you. You're in Dimyan. But you think they don't. Be like them. They'll like you. Be a good friend. They said in Slobodka. If you're looking for friends, learn how to be good, a good friend to others. Be a good friend. Be a good friend. Care for others. Anyway, if anybody could make money for, oh, what did I just get? From a Yid HaTzadik, $1,000. I says, Abish, I need $1,000 my B'tochum weekly. An hour later, man, no, I got a check for you. $1,000? Oh. I was expecting that, yeah. By the way, I got another $1,000 last week. Also from nowhere. I was expecting $18. Guy standing at the door. Here's a check for you. You look at the yeshiva guy and think, oh, $18. As soon as he walks away, $1,000. So I wanted to use that $1,000, have to pay my B'tochum weeklies. But poof, then someone was here whom I owe $1,000 because he gives out B'tochum weeklies. Here's $1,000. Now what's going to do? The guy you owe. Abish will take care of me. So now another chashivit pops up. I got $1,000. Abish never lets me down. Don't be in a spall. Abish will test you. All those people who start meisters, they get the money like this. Don't be disposed. You're so hard of man. How are we going to manage? We ain't going to manage. How are you managing in Kailu? Everyone manages. How does that happen? It's all Nisim. It's all the Avishta. Yeah, but he it's the Shver. And he it's the wife. Is that, and he is the type. It's all baloney. Yates a harad to try to give you a reason why it's working. It works because the Avishta makes it work. All these millions all over the world. Everyone's learning in Kailu. How did that work? It doesn't make sense. But all with Nisim, building mices, I want to encourage everybody this year, Pesach, have a mind. We're going to build, each person sitting here should build his own mices. We're going to build a big, big mices. Don't ask the Nisim that I'm getting. It's not normal. Every inch I do. Here, somebody gave me a bunch of cards to give out to people who need. Here's $300 for him. $300 for him. One person, I couldn't get him. I can't find his number. He hasn't spoken to me for a year for you. Should I put it in my pocket? Mitimal. That guy calls me up. Oh, just like this. I have Nisim every inch. Write him down. Chazaring. The best Musa Sefer is Chazaring and Nisim. And thank the Yevishter for the delicious Yomtiv. Be Mekayim. When you eat that matzah, eat every bite. It's milk. Gives you a muna. Eat matzahs. Gives you a muna. Eat more matzahs and more matzahs. It gives you a muna. Learn Musa. The best part of a learn Muslim, drink that wine and be besimcha. Don't get to doodle. Don't get to, didn't be mahader and being besimcha. Don't see, you did an aveir. So what? See, you did an aveir. We all do aveirs. Don't. But I'm no good. I'm not. Stop that garbage. Usually, when you say you're no good, it's a yeitzara. But I am no good. Yeitzara. But it's true. Yeitzara. But. Yeitzara is really getting you. Don't listen to that. Hey, the more he says you're no good, the more you go the extreme opposite. I'm going about it. I'm going to this girl over there. Very, she goes without the rabbis. As soon as she started cheating on the diet, which should make her turn her into an elephant, she said, Adarama. She picked that up from Rabbi Golombik, who got it. I'm hearing my own Torah back, you know, and she wrote the letter. She said, Adarama. And sure enough, she lost even more weight after she took a whole apple cake. I'm just joking. Whatever, an apple pie, whatever. I'm not sure exactly what she did there. I want to get more details and of it. Once that gets out to the public, that you could lose weight as you eat, we're going to get more Bali B'tochen. There's going to be history. And so all the ladies are going to come running. All, now we can lose weight and fresh our heads off. This is a major breakthrough for mankind. We'll have every shiksa is going to come running after us. Every, the men not. Everybody, no plan. B'tochen gets rid of weight and fresh as much as you wish. I want to start a whole movement. We'll see what happens. Give me a bracha. Should get it moving, and we'll bring the message to them. We'll be able to eat more. Look, what's wrong with eating? The Vardigas health, when they go for Bedidas, they bring along tons of food. Food in the Vardig is mutalach. Don't eat this, into that stuff. Eat! Reb Chaim Halperin used to invite me over his house. He had dips and dips and dips and dips and dips. And his wife was a good cook. And he brought them all in there. He used to take his hat and leave it on the floor. They still do that. Put his hat on the floor. And he used to eat. He was so sweet. He was Reb Gershon. They say he was the most from all Reb Gershon's Talmidim. Reb Chaim Halperin, not tzaddik. He could learn 12 hours Musa in one shot, one day. You know what he once told me? The Musa does such a job on you that the whole sugya of Kedusha is boom. There's no mucking for it. You know, it's so geschmack. He used to learn Musa for hours. He did a lot of pratim. There's pictures of him. He took a hat that, you know, one of those. In these pictures, when he was younger, he took a hat that was like this, you know, for the pit, the pose. He dafka. He had shtick all over the place. Funny person. A lot of the Vardigans had a lot of funny types. I was once walking in the street together with Rob Galinsky, and suddenly I noticed he was walking on the curb. He was going. I saw this. I saw other stuff. Maybe I should say some of the food fell, and he picked it up. Make sure I should see. I should laugh. I should look at him. He did other things that I can't repeat. And he did funny things. And we were once sitting in the car, and he said, "Laylam, hey Adam, it's a Chazal. The people should think, they should be chayshedim, and it shouldn't be true." What's the Chazal? What does it say? I should be one of those people that they suspect them, but it's not really true. I want to be one of those. He was saying it over in the car. I was sitting next to him. He says, "You know what that means, huh?" You know. And he used to do things like that with me. I don't want to say what he did. But he did things like, I thought Galinsky's a tzaddik. What I just saw now, I'm not so sure anymore. He would purposely do that. Faffed me on. Mendel, you don't hold for me? That's great. I love that. I need him to hold for me. The less people, you know, like this, you know what stress it is? They think you're a tzaddik. You have to hold that. You know, you have to hold. You know how much stress you have if you have to keep putting. You don't have to be a rusher for your chassid shalom. Sometimes you need to be respected. It keeps you going. Like Rabbi Miller says, when someone's knocking at the door in your house, take out a gemara and show them, see, I'm one of those. I'm a masbit. So it'll make you feel good about yourself. You continue being a masbit. There's a makom for that too. But sometimes it's way too much. People are dominating your life. You got to do a prat. You got to find an idea. I did a prat recently. What happened in my shul? I didn't want to dance. I felt a little bit tough to dance. That's a prat. Well, you don't want to do it. in the body, when they feel a tzimtzum, a metach, you're stressed, they give a blurt out to break it. Break that stress they're going on. The Vardi is always in the process of breaking stress. Do it. Try it. Be mispallel for the right part. Be mispallel for every move. Before you walk into the Seder, Eibishter, please help the Seder should be gabaldi. Before now, a week before Pesach, Eibishter, please help the Seder should be gabaldi. I should have more amun in you, for heaven's sake. You can get anything you want with the Eibishter. Anything you want. I was sitting there, as Golombek tells me this. We sat here for 2 years, him and me, and one or two other guys, that's all about. So finally one day he says, wait a minute, we have a full house. Within a few months, boom, I started being Beiteach. I want a full house, got my full house. Then I started davening, I want to spread more. Mittemol, someone pops up, we want it on Sunday too. Ibatachim, I advise everybody to do this. Make yourself bad and don't make yourself small. Nova Psula, you are capable. You are Gavaldi. You know what a gold mine is sitting in every single person with the eight stars. All you think about all day is what you know good. It's like you have a boo-boo, you're patchy, you're infected. You're doing that all day. My problem, now my problem. You know, I know a younger man. I saved his life from the emergency room. I put him to work. I have a lot of things. The best way to save yourself from old sores, do for the Robin. You want to give out my Patachim weeklies? I'll save your life. You want to make money? I'm here. I just got, someone just gave me $100 last night. He gave me for my Kiryat Sefer. I'm collecting. You want to collect for anybody. For Yom Tov, it's a mitzvah to collect for yourself. Well, your whole Yom Tov, busy collecting. Rambam says, Ika Simcha. How could you have a Simcha? You don't care about other people. Make $100 for anybody. I'm happy to take it just in case. Lelem Tikach, I have in Eretz Yisrael, I have in America, I have B'tachim weeklies, I'm willing to take, I'll take 1,000 from each person here. I'll even take, the guys who are listening to me, you can send me the checks. I'll take 1,000, 10,000 each, it's fine. We'll deal with it. I'm a man of policy. Lelem Tikach. Somebody asked me, do you take? Yes, I certainly do. That's not a problem. That's certainly not a problem. I take gladly, and I'm very consistent, and very eiskal. I'm a man of principle. My Rebbe taught me, la'ilam tikach. You know, Reb Geshem once, my friend Reb Shmuel Shvadron asked him about, Reb Yaakov didn't believe in taking from the government, whatever. Reb Moshe said it was okay. So he went to ask Reb Geshem, what do you think? So Reb Geshem said, Reb Moshe is smart. Reb Moshe is clean. La'ilam tikach. Take. Be happy. I know Vardig, I once went with Vardig's a very relaxed. Don't stress yourself up. Chill out. Take the pickle. Can I have that pickle, please? No, the one, the fat one. Thank you. The guy might not even eat it. I would eat it, by the way. But he got his props. Everyone should see the way he took the fat pickle. I eat fat pickles. You know, I don't want to say big people. I don't want to say their names. They're alive. The biggest people alive. One of them's not here anymore. From the Americana Gedolim. One of them, it's a Yidua. Everybody knows he likes certain things. I'm not going to say what. If anyone, I don't want to say. He likes, let's say, chocolate chip cookies. He likes it. And he tells his friends, can you get me? They're on a road going somewhere. He's a Malach Elokim. This man is Ruach HaKodesh. He's from the biggest people alive. But he likes chocolate chip cookies. That's tough. I like chocolate chip cookies. Yes! Even though I'm a Gadol B'Yisrael and I'm a Malmoifus, I like chocolate chip cookies. It's legal. And Yom Tov, Baroi Lam, eat the stuff you enjoy. Enjoy life! And have fun. The ladies give them what they like. They're supposed to have nice and begotten. And the kids, I told the kids in my class, Rabbi Gebach comes in today to find out if my kids know the Haggadah. They want to check from teaching them. I says, watch this. My whole class knows this halacha. Kedalach, what are we supposed to be eating, doing on Yom Tov? What's Simchas Yom Tov? The tati's wine, the mommy's begotten, and the kids, candy! See? I'm giving them a good chinuch. All the kids know chinuch. Teach the kids. They're supposed to be, then they're going to come home. Rabbi Mandel said, we have to have more candy. I says, you can say it. You can blame it on me if you want. You're supposed to have a good time. You have to be happy. and so many people have blocked Gemara as the sweetest thing in the world, and get yourself a chavis avav shar b'tochen, and enjoy and thank the Yavis to be your personal stuff, your personal stuff. All the things that I thank him for, the peklach, and thanks for everything, that you're alive and that you came to. Thanks for the world. They should help us that this space that we should be zeshet to the gula shleimim b'karav mamish, menechem shama rabsochemim and azvochemim rabsochem, and we should have a ball there. Mitzvah, we'll have the same chaburim yetzushem. We'll be together, and we'll eat the karav pesach. We'll have a blast. Think of it. Dream about it. How delicious it is that we're yid. Karav pesach is a cute little animal. I had to make a picture. He did a great job. Yankee Shore last year, I had a picture of a little bubble of carbon pesach. They're so sweet. They're so edel. That's what we gotta be like. A carbon pesach. Edel. A yid as edel they are. A yid? Okay, we know you blew your stack yesterday when nobody was looking. We know that. But basically, a yid has to try to be like a carbon pesach. A matzah is flat down. Pottery was known for his gay. Who's there? But at the same time, the one who is the king, the Zaya says this, the number one man in fighting the Yetzirah is Yosef HaTzadik. He is the one that teaches the world fight the Yetzirah. And the story of Yosef HaTzadik from the beginning to the end is everyone's bowing down to me, including Tati and Mami. Woo! What's that all about? And he repeats it. Everyone's bowing down. And he's not afraid. I wanted to tell you, Avraham Avinu fapax the Geish world. He believes in the Yavish, he smashes all the idols and makes jokes out of them, all the Goyim. But Yosef did even more. Yosef, even the Jews, he papat. Now each Shevet is a Shita. It's not just a Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Each one has a whole movement. And he papat them all. And he was cutting Shevish Radman, as I'll say. And he says, I'm the big one around here, you're all bowing down. And later when, inside, when Eishev Petipa starts up with him, and then Godel Babai says, I'm the biggest guy around here. And in jail, he's the big shot wherever he goes. But the brothers come in Canaan, and tell him, yeah? Well, how come you did this? He puts him in that place. What's going on here? This is Yosef HaTzadik, Geyus. He was punished. He lost 10 years of his life. Because when they said, Avdecha Avinu, he should have been Meichel. Your father's not your Rebbe. He wasn't Meichel. He lost 10 years. You see, he was into that sugya. What's going on here? I'll tell you why he did it. This is my shot. The Mama Rachel gave away everything for her sister. And when somebody does that, it's Gavaldi, but it's a sakana. You're getting up in the garbage can, becoming nothing, doing nothing, being nothing. You gave away for Yena, and you have to shtag yourself. I tell you, that's why Kani Rachel Bachoisa, she decided it's time for Kenna. Not because she abetzim at Kenna. She decided being, and now I gotta get, and Yosef continued for him, his mother left off. I'm gonna be one of those, Mr. Nobody. No, my mother went the extreme. And needless, you always have to change. If you're too much down here, you gotta go to extreme the other way. Became gayest all the way. I'll tell you, there's a pasuk in Bereishis, I believe. There was a man named Yoktan. One of those names over there. A lot of names. Yoktan, he was mocked in himself. He had a lot of children. Why? Because he's mocked in himself. One of his children's name was Chatzar Mavis. Means that city, everybody was suicidal. Chatzar Mavis. Now, how did that happen? The father's Yoktan is such an honor. He was mocked in himself. That's why he had such a large family. He was rewarded. There are a lot of sons, it says over there. And one of the kids is Chatzar Mavis, suicidal. I want to tell you like this. The father is an onav. Now, if the son is going to continue in the father's malach, he may end up in the garbage can. Sometimes it's time for it to go the other way. Chap, he didn't go the other way. Suicidal, Hashem Yerachim. The father's an onav, but that's not for you. You do what's good for you. You may have to be the opposite of your father. People, you have to, Kavram, Kaisi, yeah, each one went different than, you have to go out, what's good for our door, you're gonna take old Muslims for him, so good. Okay, I think I spoke enough.